Welcome to the Mike Hartman Show. Mike is a performance coach and former Stanley Cup champion with the New York Rangers. Topics on this show are focused around stories, mindset, and champions. Mike will also go into details about helping you with your pain points and struggles and finding motivational solutions on how to have the mindset of a champion. Now, here's your host, Mike Hartman.
Welcome to another episode. Today we are almost wrapping up the Ready to Play series for athletes. We have this one and one other, and I thought it's very important, no matter what level you play, there's a little question. I'm sure you may have heard it before. And the question is, do you play to win or do you play not to lose? And what I mean by that is playing to win is having that confidence to go out there and being one with the game, being hungry, knowing you're going to do well, having the confidence, having the desire, feeling good about yourself, no matter if a coach has said something to you, no matter what the circumstance may be, you're going to go out there and you're going to play to win. I don't mean play dirty. I don't mean play unfair. I mean playing the game to do your best, playing with enthusiasm, integrity, values, playing hard on your opponent. Well, it depends on what sport it is. But playing to win, not cheating, not going against the rules. Some coaches may want to bend the rules and say, hey, you could do this, you could do that. I'm not talking about that. Being one with the game. And how we do that, I always believe it starts with you. We talked about taking that ready to play assessment that shows you where you are now within your mindset and where you need to be. So having that mindset to do that. And it doesn't come easy. I will tell you, I was one of those athletes from the ages of 13 to 18. That's what held me back, which I was nervous. I was afraid to make a mistake. I was worried about what my coaches would say. Am I being a good team guy, even though I was was supposed to be the captain of one of my junior teams? I ended up playing in the NHL that year. But you still go through this confidence, and you still doubt yourself. It wasn't until I was older I said, hey, you know what? I have nothing to lose. I'm going to give it everything I have. I'm going to play as hard as I can, and I'm going to learn. I'm going to continuously do my research. I'm going to study other players that play like me, even if they're on a different team. I'm going to do the little things in details. I'm going to have a measurable goal. I'm going to have a plan. Everything that we talked about early on. And I'm going to get into that in our last episode. But playing the game to the best you can. Yet you read the story about the little player that, boy, this player plays hard. Or I worked with, actually I did one of my podcasts with a former WNBA basketball player. And in the beginning, she didn't have confidence. She didn't think she was very good. Her name is Val. I talked to Val and she said, you know, Mike, there was a time where I didn't have any confidence. In fact, I can't even believe I got a college scholarship to play. And it's amazing. You know, and then she ended up feeling one with the game, which we're going to talk about in the last section. If anybody has any questions, please go to Hartman.academy, go into the resource area, read some Ready to Play articles. If you want our program, you go under programs and you'll see the program there. Enter the discount code. You get 50% off. Love to help you. Even if that's not the case, like I said on my last episode, if anybody cannot afford the course, just the course alone, I can't do the assessment and everything else, I will give you the course to help you. Just a very basic course for the moms, dads, families, uncles, doesn't matter who it is. No questions asked. Love to help you. Thank you for listening. If you've listened all the way through, it's amazing. We have one more to do that may sum it up for you. And love to help you. If I could help you in any way, please reach out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Mike Hartman Show. If you're enjoying what you've heard so far, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. We'll catch you in the next episode of The Mike Hartman Show.